AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning about a terror plot to attack the Vatican. A prosecutor in Italy says Islamic extremists sent a suicide bomber to Rome in 2010. But for some reason, the suicide bomber left Italy, though we don't know yet why. This word comes as Italian police fan out to arrest a long list of terror suspects. Our Kyle McKinnon is overseas with this story.
18 extremists, including two former bodyguards for Osama bin Laden, were on the arrest list, and Italian police say all supported bloody acts of terrorism, including one market bombing in Peshawar that claimed more than 100 lives. Italian media report that one of the suspects ran a construction company on the island of Sardinia and recruited immigrants arriving with false documents.
Pakistan says it is shocked by the U.S. drone strike in its country that accidentally killed an American and an Italian hostage of Al-Qaeda. Pakistan opposes drone strikes on its territory, calling them counterproductive. Baltimore's police commissioner has been talking to us about Freddie Gray, the black man who died in police custody after suffering spinal injuries. Commissioner Anthony Batts has said they don't know yet how Gray was injured. He also told us that Freddie Gray was not wearing a seat belt when he was transported in a police van. The Westfield, Indiana high school kids were on stage performing in their musical last night. When the stage gave way,
everyone just kind of went toward the stage and kind of just got really chaotic.
This student in the audience rushed up to try to help. At least 12 people were injured. Authorities are now saying all of the injuries were minor after an initial report about one person in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. Comcast's plan to buy Time Warner Cable is dead. Here's our Warren Levinson.
A combined Comcast and Time Warner was going to have 30% of television households. And more important, says Tuna Amobi, who follows the business at Standard & Poor's Capital IQ, 55% of broadband. The FCC was never going to go for that.
They're moving towards much stricter regulations for broadband. And it was becoming harder to justify, you know, approving such a deal.
The proposed $45.2 billion deal had been awaiting approval for more than a year. Opposition has been growing in recent weeks, with critics claiming it would lead to higher prices and fewer choices for viewers. Warren Levinson, New York.
A 500-pound World War II bomb has been detonated at a New Jersey military base after being discovered in Middlesex County, New Jersey, yesterday. The unexploded ordnance was taken to Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.